This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Several U.S. states scaled back their reporting on COVID-19 this month, just as cases across the country tripled with the Delta variant of the virus spreading quickly among the unvaccinated. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was also accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska. And some officials described the move as part of a return to normal. At the same time, the average number of new virus cases nationwide went from 11,500 on June 20th to nearly 38,000 this week. Public health communication expert Joseph Capella said the spin that these reporting changes are part of a return to normalcy does not fit with recent case numbers. Tens of thousands of people across France are protesting new virus measures. French lawmakers are debating a bill requiring everyone to have a special virus pass to enter restaurants and other venues and mandating COVID-19 vaccines for all healthcare workers. French virus infections are spiking and hospitalizations are rising. The government is trying to speed up vaccinations to protect vulnerable people and hospitals and avoid new lockdowns. Most French adults are fully vaccinated, and polls indicate a majority support for the new measures. But not everyone. Police fired water cannon and tear gas Saturday on rowdy protesters in the French capital. Hundreds of anti-lockdown and anti-vaccination protesters took to the streets of London Saturday, days after England's so-called Freedom Day. Protesters marched from Trafalgar Square to Downing Street, shouting freedom and shame on you towards police officers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on July 19th that English nightclubs and other venues with large crowds will require patrons to present proof